Hello, everyone. Hello. It is podcast day out here in freezing, frigid Texas. Robbie Page here. I'm excited for another girl chit chat with some of my favorite people on the planet. And as we sit here and record this podcast for you guys, we actually just had Galentine's lunch. And so that was fun. So in the house,
Melissa Jeffrey-Arn,
Danielle Perkins,
and Callie Atwood.
And today we are, well, I'll just tell you guys, so we went live on YouTube. We go live on YouTube every Thursday at
3.
And we've been live on YouTube for a good 15 minutes, but we couldn't really pull ourselves together. I think it's just, you know.
Thursday at 3, y'all.
Well, I think because this month in the inner circle has been such a heavy topic. Mm-hmm. Well, it's not heavy. But anyway, so we're a little bit crazy today.
It's Friday Eve.
It's Friday Eve. It's cold outside. We're all in sweaters, so we're very toasty. We're very...
quizzy?
Whatever. I don't even know. So here we are. Here we are, everyone.
Wow.
What's everybody got to drink? I have a Nevo.
Nevo.
Coffee.
I'm going to drink out of Danielle's water. Because I didn't bring mine.
I'm like, oops. Cheers.
Okay.
There's mine.
So if you guys get a chance, y'all should join us on YouTube Live Thursdays at 3, where we record our podcast. So shout out over there on the screen to all of our YouTube livers. We can see all the girls interacting. Mm-hmm. We got Phyllis Clark in the house, running for Argyle School Board next time. We've got Nicole Hennehaw, Christy Dunning, Macy. Mm-hmm. Macy Haley will be here in a minute, by the way. She's wrapping up a few things. We've got, who else we got? Karen McCowan, Rebecca McQueen. Who else, y'all? I can barely see the screen. I need my glasses. Sherry Myers.
Kimberly Parsons.
Melissa Lopez. we've got all kinds of fun girls. So, okay. I have a question for you guys.
Yes.
Hi, Danielle Braun, Illinois, Kansas City in the house. Hello, Kim Skinner. Okay, I do have a question because it will be when these ladies hear this, the last Monday of the month.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So I know we're in week 2 when this is being recorded of one of my favorite topics ever. For those of you that don't know, I have a group called The Inner Circle, and it is my life group that of all women that I coach in life. And so this month in the month of February has been?
For the love of blue.
For the love of blue. But this week in particular, when we are recording this podcast, it's been all about sex.
Yep.
It has been, you know, I've taught this now for how many years, you guys?
Oh, before us.
Mm-hmm. Like 15 years?
Yeah.
17? No, because Riley's 17.
Well, you did the sex...
Bible study?
Yes, and we were not a part of that. Yeah.
So Riley's 17, so I've been teaching this for a minimum of 17 years. And I got to tell you, I think this is my favorite.
So good.
I think this is my favorite. What would you girls say has been, like, knock your teeth out? Like, biggest punch in your face. Y'all on YouTube Live, too, if you guys are a part of my inner circle, what has been your biggest OM freaking G moment? What would you guys say?
Goodness. There's been a lot.
Well, I think for like this week, you talking about how he, like all us for us and sex and all of that kind of stuff always starts in the kitchen.
Uh-huh.
And for him, it's literally like we are their comfort.
Right.
Like, they're Blinky. They're Ninny.
We're their Ninny. We really are.
You know? And I think, like, they just don't care.
Yeah.
And that's what they want.
And you know what I've been completely reminded of is, even through learning this, how can we, if we the Bible says seek wisdom, and then it says, and then seek understanding.
Right.
Mm-hmm. So you can seek wisdom and do nothing with it. But I think when you understand it, I think, how can you turn your husband away when you understand the deep necessity that they need?
Yeah.
Right. How can you do that? You know?
For sure.
Well, it's like you were saying, their self-confidence, mm-hmm. all of that. So
yeah,
it's knowing, wow, I can, you know, give him a confidence boost. I can, you know, help him in every area of his life if we have our intimacy.
Right.
You know,
right.
If I don't reject him.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. You know, because a rejection, it bleeds into everything else into his life.
Fact.
And so I think that was huge for me, especially having, I mean, I know we have young moms on here, but having a toddler and now having a newborn, I mean, sex is not on my brain.
Right.
Sure.
And working. So sex is really not on my brain.
Right.
And so it's, I truly have to think, like you said, mm-hmm. I have to think about it. I have to think mm-hmm. about sex.
Right.
Or it's just not going to happen, or I'm going to reject him.
Right.
You know?
Right. Well, and you think they literally wake up every day thinking about it.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so just because you just had a baby, granted, you have your doctor time, but yeah. you've been released.
Yeah.
So, but just because you're in that season, their light switch doesn't go off.
Right.
You know, and I think right. as women, we expect men to follow our, oh, ooh, ee, I'm tired, my head, I cooked dinner, I'm tired, laundry, whatever.
Right.
Not even understanding that there's part of even that that attracts your husband to you.
Right.
Because, they, mm-hmm. And again, I think one of the things that I studied that I was super convicted of was they view us as two things. Right? The sex or the homemaker? Mm-hmm. Both.
Right.
So think
right.
of a one-legged man, you know?
Well, mm-hmm. and I think it was so powerful how you read all of the different personal interviews you've done and all the research mm-hmm. you've done, mm-hmm. and the majority of them want us to pursue them, and that convicted yeah. me, because I know that that's not something that I do on the regular. So
right.
I think mm-hmm. just thinking like, oh, I kind of just let him come to me, and I'm like, sure, babe.
Yeah.
But I never usually make the first move or anything like that. So I think that it's just all those little things that you think you know, and then you hear somebody else say it, or you hear, like, the interviews have been my favorite part, I think, because you're hearing the heart of a man and you're watching them, and sure, you can read it all in a book and even and everything, but really listening to mm-hmm. what they're trying to say, and it's like you keep telling them it's the heart, it's the DNA of a man, not necessarily them as a husband. It's right. literally how they're wired. And right. so you think of it differently. And so I think that's been really awesome.
Well, what's cool about the interviews is none of them know what I'm teaching.
Right.
right.
It's not like I say, okay, so this week we're teaching, let's mm-hmm. see, what was week one? Week one was the DNA of a man. Mm-hmm. Week two was sex. Week three is king versus fool. No. Yes. Mm-hmm. King yes. versus fool. Week four is spaghetti versus waffle. Mm-hmm. Yes. None of them know that.
Mm-hmm.
And
no.
yet they're all still saying,
right,
you know?
Right, yeah.
It's that's super so convicting. What, I think we've got some, mm-hmm. What did Nicole say? How much rejection changes them.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah.
Yes. And Danielle Braun said, using the egg to watch my words and my face. So true.
So we had an true. Egg science experiment. Those of you that don't know, we did a science experiment. I'm not going to teach you the whole experiment, but it was super profound. And so that's what Danielle Braun's talking about, was if you disrespected your husband, rejected your husband or whatever, you have to break the raw egg in your hand. Mm-hmm. And so I know a lot of women are like, ew, that's germs. And that's, what are all those bacteria?
Salmonella.
Salmonella. Yeah.
I'm like, right, exactly. Well, that's what you do to your husband when, you know, when you disrespect him. So
Monica Maloney, who's one of our newer members, said this is her first month in the IC, and for me it was the sex lesson this week. It was an OMG moment for me.
Oh girl, Monica, just wait, sister.
Yes.
What about you, Danielle Perkins?
I think in addition to what Callie and Melissa said, Jared said something in his interview, which he's my husband, mm-hmm. and I thought, oh, I did not know that. But he talked about how I think they're just so intentional with everything, to where he said he pays attention to what things he tries that work.
I loved when he said that.
If it doesn't work, he doesn't try it. Or if it does work one time and then not the next time, he can't try it too many times close together. And I thought,
I know.
What?
I know.
I thought you just scooched across the bed to me. I didn't know there was all of this like strategy.
Calculation.
But, yes. But you know why? They don't want to be rejected.
Right.
So they're going, like, no one also, the guys don't want to go hunting and come home empty handed. They don't want to go fishing all day and not catch right. anything. So they're super intentional with everything that they do.
Right.
When Jared said that, and once he was done, I looked at Melissa and I said, I think that just slightly broke my heart.
Mm-hmm.
Men are very intentional to receive our attention.
Right. Yeah.
Good job, Jared Perkins.
I know. I was like, I didn't know that you had all these plans.
Because he said, what do you say? I know Danielle won't like that. Okay, I won't do that again. Okay, she kind of liked that. Okay.
Right.
Oh, buddy.
Like this little like inventory of things. So that was really interesting to me. Because I thought, we've been married almost 10 years.
Yeah.
But I thought, I honestly had no idea.
Yeah.
No idea. But that was good.
I have to share with you guys. So we were at lunch at our Galentine's today. And we got all kinds of crazy weather here in North Texas. Unfortunately, super bad weather. Not bad weather. Bad road conditions. But so I basically text Brian and I said, so we're not going to the lake house. Here, I'll read it to you guys. I said, so we're not going to the lake house, right? And he said, no. Hold on, I got to read this to you guys. It's really funny. He said, no. I said, well, let's for sure meet at the house in bed tonight after wine. And he said, I am all in. I'll meet you there. He goes, I'm going by the lake house anyway, so meet me there. And I said, no, that's too far for a quickie. Just come home. And he said, break your egg. Oh, my God. That was so funny.
That's so funny.
Especially how funny our husbands have been in on it, you know.
Yes.
I think Mark Dunning, Christy Dunning's husband, posted a Insta or something today. I saw it of being at Hibachi. And you know how they throw the egg?
Oh, my word.
They throw the egg and then they fry it. I thought that was so funny.
And there goes me.
Yeah. He said, do any other men feel like this right now? Or something like that. I thought, those that know what you're talking about.
That's hilarious.
Other men are probably like, what?
Yeah. What are you talking about?
What?
That's so funny.
But Jared said something the other night and I just like stared at him and smiled and didn't say anything. And I just kept smiling. And he's like, what are you going to say? And I was like,
nothing.
And just smiled. And he's like, don't break me, babe. Don't break me.
Don't break me.
Oh, I love it so much. And you know what's crazy is we could do this every year and still forget things
and be
convicted by something else.
For
you know?
Sure.
And I think that's what I love about the inner circle is at the end of the day, like, why would you assume your very best thinking is right? Mm-hmm. You know, like, getting around a group of women that, you know, this month is For the Love of Blue. March will be all about loving yourself as a woman, mm-hmm. liberating yourself as a woman. But why do we just take everybody? Like, what happens is we ask everybody's opinion who have marriages that we don't even want.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like you see a beaten husband and we want to hear the wife's opinion. I'm like, I don't care about your opinion.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I would never have your marriage, you know?
Right.
But anyway, so how long have y'all heard about these? You, all three of you have heard these lessons.
Yeah.
How many years would y'all say?
Gosh.
Like 2014 was the first one for me.
Mm-hmm. So that's 7 years?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I mean, but being able, because I came into your life as a single, and then now being able to apply those things, being married is, I mean, it's totally different.
Yeah.
So, I mean, I can, because it's like, well, I'm getting all this knowledge and I can get all this. And I think it definitely prepared me. But also when you're in the thick of things is
sure.
when you can really apply.
Yeah.
Or stick your foot in your mouth and think, shoot, I should have applied that.
How many eggs have you broken?
One. I've broken one egg.
Okay. Don't get so upset.
Cherries.
However.
But tell why.
But
I thought this was huge for you.
What?
Why you had to break your egg.
Well, I would just like to say I had what would that be called? I had pre-texting, not coaching, mentorship from Robbie Page when I was in Kroger one night. So Callie is watching her mouth this year.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And then we started the egg lesson. So I have been very like aware of my mouth.
Yep.
And Chase's words of affirmation. So, and I get told just being completely authentic and real that I am mean with my words. And he has always said that you're just mean. You just say things and you like don't think about it. You just say whatever you want to say. And I'm like, well, that's because that is, you know, whatever. Yeah. And I make up an excuse. But the other day it was, he was getting Kate ready for preschool and, you know, mornings can be a little bit kind of crazy. And he was giving Kate medicine and I looked and I snapped at him and I was like, what are you giving her? And he said, I'm giving her medicine, like medicine. And it was like, as soon as it came out of my mouth, I thought, ah! Cuss word. And so I called.
Kelly,
and
you actually didn't cuss. I'm very proud of you.
I didn't.
It's very good.
I didn't. I called and I apologized to him because I knew that even that little thing wasn't okay for me.
Right.
And if I've been so mouthy and, you know, and if I'm really listening to my husband, like you always say, like, listen to what they're saying.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
Even if I really don't think I'm being mean. That's what he's saying.
He thinks you're mean.
Then I need to listen to that.
Sure.
And so I thought, okay, if I even let that little tweet go and think that doesn't matter, then what else am I going to let go? And then it just becomes bigger in a snowball effect. So I think I have to draw it back so far down this way of truly watching my words and my tone and and how I say things to him. So that's what I broke my egg over.
And that's what every man said. It's not what you said.
It's the tone. And Chase has always said
that
to me.
Isn't that crazy?
He has always said that. Babe, it's your tone, the way. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, what do you mean? My freaking tone.
You know, one of the things Mark Dunning, when I interviewed Mark Dunning, he said that I thought was fantastic. He said, you know, words, you know, for men, sure, they cut just a little bit, but we're like, whatever. He said, but the tone, he did say that. But the other thing he said was, questioning, which I thought was really interesting. He said, because we are builders and we are movers and we are hunters and we are, he said, and when you ask us why we put the wall there, he said, because I'm a builder. Don't question me being a builder, not literally a wall, but his interview was so profound.
But I mean, that was me, which Chase has, I mean, I know Chase can take care of Kate.
Sure.
If she's sick, not sick, whatever. I have full confidence in him taking care of her. But just in that one little time, I was questioning, what are you doing? Mm-hmm. You know, why are you doing that? And so I think that goes back to your, the nagging and in the middle of the night.
Yep.
We're the ones that want them to get up and like save the day, but I'm going to question you know, that little small thing.
Right.
No,
so what could you have said differently? How could you have said it differently?
Well, first of all, I probably just didn't need to say it at all because he has given her medicine without me there. And, but I probably could have said, I don't know.
Hey babe, what you got there?
Yeah. What do you have?
Yeah.
Yeah. What do you have?
That's so good.
Oh, I have her cough medicine. Okay, great.
Okay.
Awesome. I could have said, oh, I'm so glad you're giving that to her.
Mm-hmm.
That's so smart.
Mm-hmm. I mean, I know you could fight to death a robber in the middle of the night to protect your family, but.
Let me question what kind of medicine.
Right.
It's not like he had poison in the syringe.
Right, right.
So
he has a bag of rat poison.
Yeah, what are you giving her?
It's true. It's true.
So stupid.
I always think, who died and left us, boss?
I know.
I think it's learned. Yeah. I don't know. I think it's learned. I really think men are super simple, you guys. I do. Mm-hmm. I think they're the easiest things on the planet. Please don't send me an email because this is my opinion. This is my podcast. But I think we mess it up.
Mm-hmm.
I really, truly do. Purely out of a lack of understanding. And one of the things I said to Mark Dunning, who's a pastor, in the interview was, I've gone from a mission in my life to help women not just have the best life ever. You know, that's like, I am obsessed with helping women have the best life ever. And so when it comes to men, not only do I want them to have the best marriage, but the older I get, LOL, I'm 49, I start to realize, yes, I want the best marriage. Of course, I love Brian and I's marriage. It's not perfect. and we can lock horns. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we think the last person standing is going to live. But at the end of the day, number three for me is it's being obedient. And I don't think women want to hear that.
Mm-hmm. True.
Like, it right. is being obedient to being a Proverbs 31 woman, respecting your husband, not asking him to live on the corner of the roof, you know. Mm-hmm. But it's obedience. Mm-hmm. And sometimes I think women can't figure out why nothing works out for them. It starts with how you treat your husband.
Mm-hmm. Well, and I think so many women, I feel like it's easy for us as women to think that we're the exception or that our life is somehow the exception. Like, when I think of any time that thought process has come out, I don't think it's ever been from a man.
Sure.
I don't feel like I've ever witnessed a man feeling like with these excuses of somehow they're an exception to all of the rules.
Mm-hmm. I would agree.
I feel like that falls primarily on women.
Or sitting in front of their wife, they may say they're an exception.
Right.
Because I tell women, please don't go question your husband. Mm-hmm. He's not going to tell you he looks at other women.
Right.
Right.
Of course he's going to go, no, I don't agree with that.
Right.
Right.
Because right. why? What was one of the things we learned? Because they're not scared of you.
Right.
Right.
That Jared said that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They're not scared of us as women. They're scared of the way you're going to react.
Right.
Right. Right.
Yeah.
Well, and you're setting them up to fail.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yep. 99.9% of men are wired this way, and then you put your husband on the spot and ask him, he's not going to win in that situation, so then he's not going to play.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. No, I agree. What are you doing different to your makeup? Because I love your eyeshadow, by the way. Random. Makeup? Whatever. What's this on your lid?
Which one? The middle one?
That one.
The light.
She's like, wait, what?
What's that one? What's that one?
There's. It's all MAC. They're all three MAC. This one is like a whitish. Yeah, like a white. And then this one is a really soft pink. And then this one is like a brownie. I don't think there's any purple in this.
It's
I think
so it's pretty.
Metallic.
Brown. Thanks.
Sorry, I'm always distracted by your new eyeshadow. So pretty on you. What are the girls saying on YouTube Live?
Let's see. I had to break an egg for questioning, Jolene said.
Yeah. Danielle Braun up there said, oh my gosh. Where is she? My vision's not that bad, is it?
The pink D.
Oh, yes. Oh, my gosh. The number of times Ben has said, it's my tone.
Yeah.
Yep. I feel you, Callie. Let's see here.
Monica said, it's definitely... Monica. It's on TVs and commercials. That is so true. Yeah.
Jolene said, I had to break an egg for questioning.
Yep. Yep.
Yes.
It's so good, you guys. Yes. It's been such a good month. Mm-hmm. So what are we going to do next month?
We're talking about...
Girl power.
Wait, I'm trying to think of a song. What's a song we can sing about girls? Girls, girls, girls.
Okay,
that's definitely not the girl song you're going into Cyndi Lauper.
I mean, like, girls just want to have fun or...
no, it's still a girls, girls, girls.
If you want to be my lover, like you want to
be my lover,
yeah,
you gotta
get with my friends.
Yeah, what?
Spice yep, girls. Spice Girls.
Is that a nasty what?
That's what it says.
What does that mean?
I don't know.
Maybe like hang out with my friends.
Oh, I thought it meant like you have to get in good with the girls, not that.
Okay, that's good.
Yeah, that's basically it.
I thought it meant you have to hook up with my
friends. That's what I thought, too, because of your face. And I thought,
sorry.
Wait, what?
No, no, no.
I've been thinking this has been wrong the whole time.
What's another girl song? Girls just wanna have fun. Oh, girls.
Yeah, that was
that's
great.
All they really want. That's my generation.
Yes.
Cyndi Lauper.
Yes, we know.
That is my generation for sure. No, next month will be fun. Yes, I think March will be full of pink. Should we invite everybody to our party?
Yes.
We're going to have a virtual party, everyone.
Yes.
What's the date?
The 8th.
March 8th.
March the 8th, Sunday night. Mm-hmm. Just so you know, you will be able to register for it. There will be a dress code. Mm-hmm. It's all kinds of fun. Because we are huge Kendra Scott girls, we actually have a Kendra Scott rep that loves us and is super loyal to us. So
yes. She
will be on with new Kendra Scott pieces, how to wear them.
Yep. Yes, there Kendra will be Scott party.
Kendra Scott party. There will be cocktail hour. It's going to be fun. Yes.
Great.
But so you can't just show up because we are going to give away awards for best dressed, most interactive. Mm-hmm. What else? You're falling asleep. Look
Am
at her
I falling
eyes.
Falling asleep?
Look at her eyes.
I'm listening to all the things well, that you're saying.
Night-night.
Yes.
Yes.
Party.
Yes. Yes.
So anyway, you guys come join us on March. So now they're going to all say, how do we get registered? We don't have that up yet?
No, not yet.
No.
Not yet.
No.
Hold please.
It's Friday Eve.
It's Friday Eve. Yep.
Right before Valentine's
Day. Yes. I love it. Okay, let's keep this under 30 minutes. We're at 25 minutes. Okay. Thank you for joining us. Goodbye.
Bye.
No, I'm just kidding. We've actually had a really good response on our long ones, for sure.
Yes, for sure.
Yes, we have.
So, but we said, okay, we need to keep them under 30 minutes. And then you guys, be sure that you always let us know any topics that you would love for us to talk about.
Yeah.
Yes.
This month's been men, and then March will be all about women.
Yes.
And I got to tell you guys, like, I love having boobs in a badge.
And you get to paint your nails pretty colors.
I do. I love L-O-V-E being a woman. I do. Yes. I love
it. Oh, that's the song. Man, I feel like a woman.
Shania.
Dun, dun,
oh,
dun,
there
dun,
you go.
Out of all the people.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah.
Oh, y'all did it.
You are the music,
I do. Do y'all love being women? Seriously?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I love it with all of my heart. But it's funny. Let's go back to the guys for a second. How many times, number one, when you have a period, your husbands act like you're on it for 65 days.
That's true.
They're like, ugh. I'm like, oh, stop it. It's 5 days. But number two, how many times they'd say, I'd rather work 24 hours a day for a year than have a period.
Right? No.
Isn't that
they
funny?
They say that all the time, yes.
Or like things like the guys have to do at the lake house sometimes. I'm like...
Carry
heck
the
no.
gas
yeah.
up and
no,
down.
No, I'm out.
No.
Heck no.
They're like, nope, I'd rather be a guy than bleed for one day. I'm like, what?
Have y'all ever heard the saying, I know we're wrapping up, never trust something that bleeds for 7 days and doesn't die? No, I've never heard that. You've never heard that quote?
I've never heard that.
That would be us. Yep, that would be us.
That's funny.
That's funny. So, all right. Well, y'all are all invited to our pink party. I wish all of you could see Callie Grace's nails. Show them to the YouTube watchers. Our YouTube livers. You got to watch them.
Because I'm all about themes. It's Valentine's Day. So I
look how cute.
Ombre nails. Those red and...
Love it. I love it, love it, love it.
11:30 at night, you know, just painting the nails.
Just bored.
just painting the nails.
Mm-hmm. All right. So everyone, I really, truly hope that you guys had one of the most phenomenal Valentine's months of love, Februarys of your entire life, especially for those of you that listen regularly. Shout out to all of you. Mm-hmm. But we really hope that you guys took our wisdom on Valentine's and had a great one.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And maybe you'll come join us in the inner circle, my greatest little corner of the world of beautiful women. But other than that, we will chat with you guys next week.
Yes.
Signing off from Texas.
Melissa Jeffrey on.
Danielle Perkins.
Kelly Atwood.
And Robbie Page. We'll talk to you guys soon. Bye-bye. Cheers. Bye.